listen to the Tommy Schnurmecker Show live weekdays 9 to noon on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
The finance minister, Carlos Leitao, says it's a serious budget. Others are saying cuts should have been deeper. To discuss this, Yuri Chasen, the economist, director of research at the MEI. Good morning.
Hi.
This budget, this was the first year the Liberals just elected. Were you surprised that there were as few cuts in the budget, that the budget didn't go far enough?
Well, I was surprised that they didn't, you know, enjoy the political power, capital that they have right now to make deeper cuts in the first year, because actually they've planned a lot of things, but most of the control of the expenses are planned for the second year. And obviously it's in the first year that they could, you know, change things around. But they're going to wait for the results of two committees that they're implementing, and especially one to revise programs, who's supposed to save up to $650 million. So they'll expect this report before going further, and this will be in the second year.
Okay, so while they're piddling around with this report, waiting for a report to tell them what we know already, that we have services we can't afford, right?
Exactly, but which one?
They can't figure out which one, right. Mm-hmm. We just got a text that says, corporate welfare gone, no way, 150% tax credit for shipbuilding. So while they say that we have to cut back, the corporate welfare is going to continue.
It's going to be trimmed down by 20%, and this actually is implemented this year. So the full effect of it will, you know, have to wait a little bit.
So what this means is we're going to still give money to companies,
yeah,
but a little bit less than we used to.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And,
okay,
and the same programs, no? It's not like, well, this program really doesn't work. We have proof of that. So let's cut it entirely and save another one that maybe works better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're trimming down everything by 20%. But when I say everything, we've seen Port Daniel, which is, you know, a new project where the government and the
Caisse de Dépôt, they're building an unnecessary cement plant.
Exactly,
yeah.
in Gaspésie. So basically, they're going to put forward $450 million, which is corporate welfare again.
But this corporate welfare will destroy jobs because it will
elsewhere.
Create 250 exactly. in one place and mm-hmm. take away 250 in another.
It's moving
and the
jobs
cement
around.
Industry said, we don't want it.
Yeah, because they're not at the full capacity in
right.
In other
They've got
plants.
Cement lying around already with nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And they're opening another one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Plus ça change. Say, right? Now, I want to talk about this figure because I think it's extremely important. There's so many numbers that people get lost. We pay $10.8 billion a year in Quebec for interest only on the debt.
Interest only, exactly.
In exchange for this, we get nothing. Mm-hmm. And we don't reduce our debt by 1 cent.
No.
Is this correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly the figure that we have. And obviously, this means that we are taxed and we pay fees to pay for this $10.8 billion each year. This is the differential between what the revenues of the government, you know, takes from us and the services that we receive. So there's a huge difference.
So, but the thing is, they can't spend it on services. This goes for the interest.
Exactly, only. So basically, and this is a really good point because this illustrates how dire the situation of the public finances is. Basically, when we are saying that we pay only for interest more than $10 billion, this means that if we didn't have that much debt right now, if, for example, we had cut the debt by half in the last decades, right now, we wouldn't be in deficit at all because we would pay about $5 billion
right.
instead of 10, and we wouldn't have a problem.
Right. So we haven't seen any measures that are going to cut this down. Daniel says, so much for the dawn of a new day in Quebec. Who's going to feel the pinch the most in this new budget?
The smokers and the drinkers. And obviously, it's kind of, you know, the syntax are pretty acceptable socially, and this is what the Ministry of Finance is saying. So let's go that way again, because the federal law just raised the tax on tobacco. So they're going there again. This is where some new revenues will come, but obviously they don't take into account the unintended consequences of those new taxes, for example, that the poor are paying more. They have a higher habit of smoking, so they're going to pay more.
But it seems to me, if you're busy, of all of the things going on and all the spending in this province, that your package of cigarettes is going to cost a little more. So you're more likely to buy smuggled cigarettes.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, this tiny, it's like somebody's coming into the emergency. They've been smashed apart in a car accident, and somebody takes out a Band-Aid and says, here, will this help? I mean, it's absurd. I mean, there's no serious movement here to deal with this budget.
Well,
he said it's a serious budget. It's just the opposite. It's not a serious budget.
Well,
what's serious about it?
Yeah, let's say that it's serious in the sense that the diagnosis is the right one and the steps that are identified are the right ones. But then again, we've heard that tunes many times, and this is the question. And this is really what all the economists are saying. Can we believe them this time? Because we've heard, you know, the PQ, we've heard the Liberals a few times saying, we're going to cut expenses, we're going to control, not cut actually, but control the growth in public expenditures.
No one even suggests we're going to spend less. They're
saying,
we're not going to spend as quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're going to spend more and more year after year, but a little less than we were previously thinking of.
So over here, to cut means we will spend more and more each year.
Yeah.
It's considered a cut. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to spend more and more every year, and that's a cut. Try that at home, kids. with your parents, right? You can spend more and more. You want more and more of an allowance, but really you're asking for a cut in your allowance. You just want them to give you more money. That's the rationale.
Let's go to the restaurant one more time a week, not two times a week.
Yeah, yeah. In other words, we went three times a week. We have to cut back. Next year, we're only going to go four times. That's what it is, right? It sounds ridiculous, but that's what it is. This texter, Mark, says, I'm totally discouraged by the budget. Hundreds of millions for a useless cement plant and innovation fund to reward the connected and friends of the connected. Politicians wouldn't know a good idea if it hit them in the face. No reduction in lifetime welfare while foreign workers are still required. Give me a break. How about cutting in vitro fertilization at 70 million plus? The productive will continue to leave while the freeloaders will flock here. That's how Mark sees it. Join the discussion. Yuri Chasen, my guest, he's an economist. He's director of research at the Montreal Economic Institute. We're discussing the Liberal budget. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about the most earth-shattering part of this budget. The part that when you first heard about it, you had to sit down. Daycare in this province that used to be $7 is going to go way, way up to $7.30. So we'll find out what that is all about as we continue our discussion. We take your calls, your text to 514-800. You're about less than half an hour away from the Week in Review panel, the latest from the nation's capital. Right now, our conversation about the budget with economist Yuri Chasen. He's director of research at the Montreal Economic Institute. This texter saying so much for the dawn of a new day in Quebec. And Joe says the Liberals cut the OQLF by $350,000. That's from their $24 million budget. So that's a cut there of 1.5%. So Joe says they won't have budget to go after pasta, but they'll still have $23.6 million to go after spoons and salad. Isn't this a wonderful decision with a tremendous savings for the economy? What I want to ask you about, Yuri, is not the OQLF. I want to ask you about what this business is with daycare. You had the PQ saying that daycare is going to go from $7 to $8 and then to $9. Not a peep out of anybody. People seem to think that's very reasonable since the government was picking up the vast majority of the tab. And now we're told by the Liberals who say that they want to really put our budget in order that they're increasing daycare from $7 to $7.30. What does that mean?
Well, there's a political part. Obviously, I think that people were expecting this. You know, they were expecting a raise after so many years of having the same rate. So this is probably why they they didn't complain a lot. But then again, in the election, the Liberal Party promised to only raise this tariff, this fee, exactly as the same as inflation. Basically, this is what they are doing now, but there are indications that they're doing this year, and that in, you know, subsequent year, they'll probably change the increase. So this is, you know, something that is really not sensational. It doesn't change anything in the daycare system. Obviously, this means also that they are not going to develop the places that are needed by the parents. So we'll still, you know, wait for places to get done. Obviously, it embodies actually what's wrong with the Quebec model, right? Because we're developing with good intentions a public service, but since it's really cheap, people are waiting in line, which we've heard before. And when we're trying to reform it, well, we have, you know, people with rights and unions that are unionized, those workers, and obviously the costs are going to go up and up. Actually, since the beginning, we've multiplied the number of places by 2.6, but the costs are been multiplied by more than 5 times. So each place costs a lot more than 15 years ago.
Are there any measures to increase business, to help small business?
Yes. Would it work? This is another question, but they're trying. So basically when they are trimming down corporate welfare and subsidies, basically they are also saying, well, we'll keep down or we'll cut down the corporate rate for the small and medium enterprises in manufacturing. So they're targeting their help again, but it's going to go down from 8% to 4%, which is kind of a big move. So this is something, you know, trying to help people. They are also trying to help businesses in the first region, the natural resources region of Quebec. So there's a little help. This is why the business groups and lobbies are quite content.
Now, you said this was a big move. I would venture to say what I would consider a big move is what this texter just sent us. It's quite interesting. This would be a big move, and we're going to find out if it's a good idea. My guest is Yuri Chasen, economist, director of research at the Montreal Economic Institute. You're listening to the Tommy Schneermacher Show on CJAD. Coming up about an hour from now, a military historian to discuss D-Day on the 70th anniversary of that famous battle, and something fascinating I want to share with you about Cuba. We'll get to that later this morning. You're listening to the Tommy Schneermacher Show on CJAD. Stay with us. Our conversation with economist Yuri Chasen, who is with the Montreal Economic Institute, discussing the budget. What do you think of this suggestion made by this texter, Yuri? He says that why don't we lower taxes to the point where it becomes compelling to spend and give the people more disposable income? You know, they don't spend it to the government. They spend it, they don't give it to the bureaucracy. And they spend money all over the place, like this weekend on the Grand Prix. And businesses do well. Why not do that?
And this is, you know, this is something that has been attempted in other countries. And you know what? It works well. Because when government do spend, they are taxing someone, right? They are taxing us, basically. And what the government is spending is not spent by someone else. So basically, you can't create jobs, you can't create real economic activity by public expenditures. So lowering taxes right now it's quite hard, it's quite difficult, because you have to figure, well, how will we cut to equal those tax savings for taxpayers? But then again, when people spend for themselves, they're making their own choices instead of bureaucrats, you know, figuring a way to spend that money. And usually it's better for the economy and by a great amount. So this is a great idea, because you're going to have the same expenditures, but the part of private expenditures will grow, the state will shrink a little bit, and the overall economy will grow also.
This texter wants to know, why isn't the government cutting their own discretionary expenses for restaurants, as well as ending six-figure transition payments for MNAs and mayors for being fired by the voters or for quitting?
Okay, well, there's two ideas. I think that there's still some amount of idiot spending that's going around, and it's hard to detect, but they have to try and say, well, you know what, we're not going to pay as much for restaurants or for hotels and stuff. This is one thing. Afterward, there's a little bit of difficulty to say, let's cut the living, how do you say this, the compensation for people who are, you know, not elected again.
Right, right.
For the MNAs. Basically, this is kind of harsh because they don't have the possibility to find any jobs afterwards. Right. So let's compensate them.
All right, we're going to end with this note from Joe. He says, government has given me a lot of incentive to spend. I spent $500 buying baby clothes in Vermont. Mm-hmm. No tax. Absolutely. Unfortunately, he went to Vermont to spend that money. Thank you for joining us, Yuri Chasin, economist.
My pleasure.
With the Montreal Economic Institute.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.